This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A high-profile bill banning flavored tobacco products failed to make it past key Democratic state senators today. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Members of the Senate Appropriations Committee voted down the bipartisan proposal 5-2. Three Republicans were joined by Democratic Senators Rachel Zenzinger and Robert Rodriguez in voting no. Representative Kyle Mulica, a Democratic co-sponsor from North Glenn, said he hoped the measure would help prevent young people from getting hooked on flavored vaping products.
We've already seen a whole generation become addicted, and House Bill 1064 was going to do something about that. It's a little disappointing not seeing it get passed.
Vape shop owners, among others, applauded the vote. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Voters will decide this fall whether all Colorado children should get free lunch at school. Lawmakers agreed to put the question on the ballot. Democratic Senator Rhonda Field says too many families that don't qualify for free or reduced-price lunches still struggle to buy food.
Just like a child needs books, they also need to be fed. Because if you're hungry, you can't learn.
School lunches have been free for all kids in Colorado for the past 2 years, thanks to a federal pandemic program, but that expires soon. If voters approve the program, it will be paid for by a tax on people earning more than $300,000 a year. Authorities in Colorado Springs are looking to improve evacuation plans in case of emergencies like wildfires. The Gazette reports a proposed ordinance update would create zones within the city so that officials can target specific areas in danger. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.